Facing illusions is no fun. Facing illusions is no fun. All of us face illusions every moment of our life. These illusions are thoughts that we have in our mind, thoughts that we have in our consciousness. They are experiences that we see in our world. They are things that we see going on in our world, and it makes us wonder, what is it? Why do we have them? Why do we have these experiences going on in our world? Why are they always going on in our life? Well, they're going on in our life for one reason. Because we empower them with our thought. We give our thought to these experiences and they happen. We can instantly move our thought from one point to another. We can instantly move our thought from one illustration to another. Just for instance, as we're driving our car. We're driving the car down the road and a bicycle comes out in front of us and we slam on the brakes and we stop quickly. Because we were not alert to everything that was going on, we made it a rather dramatic effect. But the illusion was there. It was an illusion that we were going to strike that bike, that we were going to hurt that person. Many times we're driving down the road, we're driving tailgating, we're too close to the car ahead, and the car ahead makes an unexpected stop or an unexpected movement, and we are startled, and it's an illusion that causes us to say, oh my goodness, what's happening next? And we're worried about it. And we give our attention to it. And the moment we give our attention to, I am the ideal driver. I am the ideal driver. Everywhere I go, I am the ideal driver. And every road I go down, I am the ideal driver. Everywhere around me are beautiful drivers. Not safe drivers, because there's nothing to be safe from. But they're ideal drivers. Everywhere around me are ideal drivers. Everywhere around me are ideal people. Everywhere around me are ideal circumstances, and they are the circumstances that I live and that I express and that I move with in my being. Facing illusions is no fun, because most of the time, these illusions are not our choice. And when these illusions are our choice, as all life is an illusion, all experiences in life are illusions, and when the illusions are our choice, when the experiences are our choice, then we say, how wonderful, how great, how good, how fantastic. And it is. And it is. But now, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to look at this situation? How are you going to fix this? Are you going to be in charge of all the illusions in your life? Are you going to be in charge of all the experiences in your life? Do you want to be in charge? Well, then take charge. But it's training. It's training and training and training. And if you look at the illusions, you're going to have them. And if you look at empower the illusions by saying they are so, you're going to have them. Now, what is it that you want? What illusions do you want? What experiences do you want in your life? Say 2 times 2 is 4, and you have a mathematical fact. You have a mathematical truth, and you're basing your mathematics on solid mathematics. All is in divine order. That's a good statement. You're placing all of your experiences on being all in divine order now. And as you place all experiences all in divine order now, so they are. So they are, and how wonderful they are, and how fantastic they are, and how glorious they are, and how true they are. But it's our choice. It's our choice, and it's only our choice. Nobody else can control it. Nobody else can say anything about it. Nobody else can be in charge of it except us. And if we complain that we're not in charge, then that's merely because we did not take charge or are not presently taking charge. We're taking charge by giving it up. By giving it up. We're faced with a mathematical problem, and right away, all of the truths that we have trained ourselves in come to the fore, and we know what the answer is. We know all things, and we know them right now, and how wonderful it is. But we have to train ourselves. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to build up habits of thought. We have to build up consciously every moment of our life that we are in charge, and that all is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. There's only one truth. It's our original purity and integrity, and our original purity and integrity transcends all of the appearances that something is not so. Our original purity and integrity transcends all those attitudes, all those experiences, all those illusions that come to us. And we turn our attention away from those things. We turn our attention away from those illusions. We turn our attention away from all of those experiences that say to us that life is not as happy as it could be. And because we say life is not as happy as it could be, then we are experiencing those things, life being not as happy as it could be. Are you ready today to take that fact that you are in charge of your life? Are you ready to take today the fact that all is in divine order now? Are you ready to take that fact and make it yours and make it wonderful and make it something that your life is guided on, your life is directed on, your life is posted on? Is that what you're willing and ready to do? Do it. Do it. There's only one truth, our original purity and integrity. Only one truth, our original purity and integrity. And that is what we want to place our consciousness on. That is what we place our attention on. That's what we place our thought upon. That's what we dwell upon all the time. All the illusions that come into our world are the illusions of original purity and integrity. Because anything in the physical world, anything in this world that we're experiencing as human beings, how wonderful it is, anything that we're experiencing as human beings, what's happening? What's happening is that it's an illusion. It comes and goes. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. And the only illusions that we want are our original purity and integrity. The only illusions we want here as human beings is our original purity and integrity. That's all. We look beyond the illusions that we see around us that for some reason we have created and for some reason we've brought into our world and our experience, and we pass them off. We release them. We no longer say they're ours. We no longer say that we are bound by them. And we say the truth. At all times. What is the truth that we want? What is the illusion that we want? You see, we can have any illusion we want. We can have any truth we want. We can have any experience we want. We have to make the choice. And when we say these experiences are all in divine order, then they happen. But every experience is in divine order. Oh gosh, what do we do now? Yes, every experience is in divine order. So we look beyond the illusions and we look to the original purity and integrity, and we claim that as our experience. We claim that as our reality. We claim that as the allness that we are. We claim that as the onlyness that we are. I look beyond. I look beyond. I see the truth at all times. I say all is in divine order now, and I am the one who makes the decision of what illusion I'm going to have in my life. I make the decision of what joy I'm going to have in my life, of what fantastic qualities I'm going to have in my life. I make the decision. I am the one who does this, who makes the decision. I am the one who makes the choice. I am the one. I am the one. I'm the only one. And it is done now. It is done now because I am facing illusions, and I'm facing them as fun, and I'm facing them as my original purity and integrity. And I say it is done now. And it is done now. Join me in being master of your illusions, of your life, of your consciousness, of your world as I am of mine, and say, all is in divine order now. I love you. I love you. I love you.